talking about. Thank you, Fatty. Everybody dancing, and we have a dance party happening right now. Here's Mina and Prit. Hey, Mina, go ahead. You have some greetings. Go right ahead.
Sitaram, salam alaikum, my brothers.
Sitaram.
And happy Navaratri to all our Hindu brothers and sisters out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to send out happy birthday greetings to my daughter, Michelle, celebrating this week. Wishing her continuous success throughout her life. We love her very much and could not have asked for a better daughter. We're truly blessed. From mom and dad, Marvin and the two girls, Ava and Anaya, Michael and Roshini, Miranda and Sal. And on a more somber note, I would like to say happy birthday also to my nephew, Josh O'Neill Puran, who, God, may his soul rest in peace. He will be celebrating Tuesday. He's in heaven with the Lord. And to my sister and my brother-in-law, may God give you the strength to be able to carry on. It was your only child.
But well, thank you very
happy
much.
Birthday.
And how many years now since he left us?
5 years.
Okay. Well, sister,
yeah.
Thank you very much. And of course, your daughter is the one, Marinda, is it? That's the one who is doing the food, right?
Yeah, Miranda, yeah.
Well, thank you very much and congratulations. Tell her, you know, doing a really good job.
Yes. And thank you, everybody who supported her. And she just did one delivery to them just now, and they were so appreciated of it. They said they were running really low. They were wondering how they were going to get the food to hand out for this Thanksgiving, and this came at a really good time. It was really, really nice of everybody. Thank you, everybody. I'm not going to call names. You know who you are, who dropped off. And
all right. Thank you very much. We have a scheduled interview, and we had to bring this one. I believe this is Brother Jagdeep. Are you on the line?
That's correct. I am on the line.
I want to say
Richard.
Thank you very much. But, you know, being on time, I like that. So, sorry, we had a... that's a lady who was, her daughter was doing the food drive for us, and she was just telling everybody thank you. But first, let me say a warm welcome to Jagdeep, who, you know, this brother has dedicated much of his time to serving our community. And it's my honor indeed to have him on the program. Spending most of his working hours in Brampton, he volunteered as the executive director for multinational NGO affiliated with the United Nations that work in the field of humanitarian aid, human rights, community empowerment and education. As a spokesperson for the Sikh Motorcycle Club is where I met him for the first time a few years ago. He's worked with his team spearheading legislative change. He would tell us a little bit about that change coming up. During the COVID-19 pandemic, he mobilized an emergency food bank, coordinating and the preparation and delivery of over 25,000 prepared meals and dry rations to vulnerable families. On July 31st, 2021, a couple of months ago, on the 100-year anniversary of the discovery of insulin, the Sikh Motorcycle Club raised $113,000 for kids with diabetes. Today, we are happy to have him on the program, and I would ask him, please, to tell us a little bit about what's happening with this weekend that you're doing a ride, and to speak a little bit about the farmers' protests in India, that what these protests mean for Canadian and the rest of the world, and if you could tell us how, as Canadians, we can get involved. Welcome to the program, and thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Mr. Aziz. I really, really appreciate the opportunity. I want to also, at the same time, greet all your listeners and wish them a very, very happy Thanksgiving long weekend. I know the weather isn't exactly the friendliest out there, but I guess it's warmer and good morning. So I'll take rain and warmth any day over cold and, snow, I guess. thanks for giving me the time. I really appreciate it. I just want all the listeners to really know, coming from if I may call myself an outsider or a third party, at least from a radio show perspective, Mr. Aziz is a fabulous, fabulous man. I still remember it was on 19th of May 2018 when we were interviewing at 7:70 a.m. radio. We had a radiothon, and as Mr. Aziz came on the show at 1 p.m., he discovered what we had been doing all morning and emptied his wallet out, literally emptied his wallet out to contribute all he could on that day for Diabetes Canada. So thank you very much for that. You're a fantastic person and a wonderful soul.
Thank you very much, brother. You know, and the work that they are doing, and I have so much want to talk to him, and if he could tell us how we could get involved, because to raise $113,000 for kids with diabetes is no means any small task, and that they did that, the Sikh Motorcycle Club. I remember when we did that, we allowed you with, together with the president, to talk a little bit, and since then, you were able and successful in getting legislation passed that the Sikh riders didn't have to wear helmet. And that was one of your cause that you were fighting for at that time. Tell us how that came to be.
So basically in the province of Ontario, we've been struggling for about 15 years with the, at the time it was a Liberal government. And we worked extensively from all different angles. For the advantage of the listeners, I would state that, you know, helmet exemption was granted to turban-wearing Sikhs 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, actually, in 1999 in British Columbia and Manitoba. And since then, we've been riding. In 2018, in April, it was granted to all the riders in the province of Alberta. And the 18th of October, 2018 again, it was granted in Ontario. And that was thanks to, you know, our current Honorable Premier, Doug Ford, who promised before the election and fulfilled it after the election, as he had promised that he would grant it. And I'm very happy to say that amongst the turban-wearing riders, we've had zero fatalities across Canada, and I hope God keeps it that way. We want to continue to ride in a safe manner while using motorcycles as and turban riders, really, as a showstopper and conversation starters to do charitable work for the community, and some of which you've already mentioned, the Diabetes Canada. We've had a long partnership with them, $113,000 this year. I'm so happy to say we were only supposed to raise $100,000 for the 100-year anniversary, but we went $13,100 beyond that, thanks to all the support we received nationwide.
Now, this year, you embarking on another ride to support the farmers. Now, we, like I myself, living in Brampton, I'm sure many of our listeners would have been behind a vehicle that would have a sticker or some signage on vehicles explaining supporting farmers. Tell us what's going on and how you intend to impact that cause with your ride this weekend. And not next weekend, I believe. The 17th of October.
Next weekend, that's correct. Yeah, 17th is a Sunday, 17th of October. In fact, let me just touch upon the two main events that are coming just close to that weekend. So basically, 17th of October, we're doing a ride to in support of the farmers and to protest the city name is called Lakhimpur. So we're protesting the Lakhimpur murders, and I'll talk about that in a second. But that's the ride of the 17th, where we'll be riding from Dixie and Derry Gurdwara. Dixie, Ontario calls for the bar 7080 Dixie Road. And we will be going down to the Indian Consulate first, and then to Dundas Square to basically spread awareness. And this is in keeping in line with the protest we've been standing in every weekday all the way from November through the winter of, you know, basically starting from November of last year all the way through April, up until about April of this year. We've been standing in Vancouver in front of the Indian Consulate and here Monday to Friday, you know, 10 to 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock actually is what it was here. And we stood in freezing cold. Our members stood there, holding placards to bring awareness to the cause. Now, I know we're all, you know, from the Caribbean, we're connected in some way, shape, or form to India or, you know, that part of the world. I just want to highlight and share some background information. farmers, this is inherently to do with how farmers sell their crops and the guaranteed sale price of the crops that's provided to the farmers. The government of India has brought in three legislation, and those three legislations have really changed how farmers are going to do business. Now, these three acts were called the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Bill, the Farmers Agreement on Price Assurance and Farm Services Bill, and the Essential Commodities Bill in 2020. So now, and I need to do a, you know, two or three programs on this in great detail, but the long and short of it is that the farmers feel that these legislations are not there in their best interest of farming, and they want them repealed. And they've been protesting really since August of 2020, sitting out all the way through the hot weather, the cold weather, in different parts of India, but predominantly in New Delhi. And that's sort of what the basis of this protest is.
And you think with the support that they've been getting from, especially in Canada, has it made an impact at a politician locally and nationally? Are being notified and are they getting involved?
Yes, it has. And, you know, we've had our Prime Minister, you know, Right Honorable Justin Trudeau. We've had, you know, the leader of the opposition, Honorable Erin O'Toole, and Jagmeet Singh, who's the leader of the NDP party, all speak in support of the farmer protest. We've actually had Rihanna to Greta. They're international celebrities who have actually spoken in support of the farmers.
And she's from Barbados, the Caribbean. Yes, I remember that.
Yes, yeah. So we've got Rihanna, we've got Greta Thunberg, who's a great human rights activist herself, the Amanda Cerny. We've had the, you know, Kamala Harris, her relatives have spoken about it. Lily Singh, who's a YouTube star, she's spoken about it. There's so many different celebrities who've come out and really talked about how this is not just an issue in India, but it is an international issue because the right to protest is guaranteed under the United Nations. And, you know, right from Hasan Minhaj to Jazzy B to Trevor Noah, you know, to Susan Sarandon, all of these people, John Cusack, you know, all of these people have actually spoken about this.
Well, you guys are doing amazing work indeed. And now, listening that it's a Sikh Motorcycle Association is doing this rally in support of the farmers, but any member of the general community could join in on this, right?
That's correct, yes. So I just want to make this very clear to all the audiences. This protest has nothing to do with any particular faith group. This is about farmers protesting legislation that is not in their favor according to them. And all we are basically talking about from Canada and from international community is their right to protest, peaceful protest, and their right to seek all legal judicial options that they might have to actually try to get this laws repealed. And that's really what our focus is. Canada is a human rights leader globally, and we want to continue it to be that. So we've come out, you know, several times. This is not our first ride. We've come out actually several times to actually help and support and bring awareness to the farmers' protest, which, by the way, now is the largest and the longest running peaceful protest in recorded human history.
Well, you guys are an organized group indeed, and I'm happy to see you throwing your support behind this. And members of our community, those of you with motorcycling would like to get involved, is there any pre-registration, or did I show up at Dixie Road tomorrow?
So I just want to, you know, say that it's not tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. It's actually, yeah, if you go there tomorrow night, I'm not there, then okay. Everybody get upset with me, right? So I'm not going to be there tomorrow. I'll be there on the 17th of October, which is a Sunday. And the weather hopefully will be nicer. So please, if you ride a motorcycle, any type of motorcycle, whether it's an e-bike to a sports bike to a cruiser or anything, please, please come out to 7080 Dixie Road. Our actually social media handles have all the information and our website as well. And it's very simple. The club's name is Sick Motorcycle Club. So the social media handles on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook are SMC, which is short for Sick Motorcycle Club. So SMC of Ontario. That if you visit those social media handles, you'll get all the information about it.
And anything else you would like to add in the closing?
Well, I just want to basically say that, you know, to the Caribbean community, you know, we really need to work, you know, between the Caribbeans and those who are from Punjab or any part of, you know, present-day India or, you know, Pakistan or anywhere from the world. We have to connect as human beings. We have to help each other as human beings in every cause that can take humanity forward, that can make the world a better, a peaceful place. So let's join hands together to continue our work. This ride, you know, has been brought out once again, like I said, we've ridden before in support of farmers, but this ride we're doing is because while the farmers were protesting peacefully in near a city called Lakhimpur in Uttar Pradesh, a minister's son was actually driving by. There were two or three vehicles involved. And as these people were protesting and peacefully walking, they crushed them. They basically trampled over them by driving their jeeps over on top of these people who were protesting without any warning. If you see the footage online, it's very graphic. People are walking and they don't know from behind their backs, there's a jeep coming in and runs them over and people die. And one vehicle passes, then a second one passes, then a third one passes. And the minister, who's a minister in the government of India right now, within India, like in a government, he basically is a home minister, and they're basically, you know, trying everything to avoid prosecution. So we want to bring awareness to this as well, because law and order, just like what you do, Mr. Aziz, the media, the judiciary are two important pillars of any democracy, and we want to make sure that both these pillars continue to stay strong wherever there's some sort of democracy in the world.
And oppression indeed. We want to say thank you indeed to you. And one last question before I let you go. What type of motorcycle you ride?
Well, I ride a Honda VTX 1800, you know, and I, you know, got... it's orange in color, and we did a lot of rides to actually support indigenous communities. So I lucked out because I was wearing an orange turban or riding an orange motorcycle in support of our indigenous communities and indigenous children, which brings me to our next two events, which is 18th of October 2021, which is one day after this ride in the support of farmers. We will be riding to Queen's Park to basically thank the government of Ontario for allowing us to ride with turbans. So if anybody wants to join in, you're more than welcome to do that on that ride as well, albeit it is a Monday. And then we're doing our annual gala, which is going to be at Chandani Banquet Hall on 14th of November, which is a Sunday this year. Obviously, you know, with COVID guidelines, keeping in line with that. But this year's theme, we always have a charity that we give money to or, you know, commemorate an important historical event. And this year the theme is Indigenous community. So your question, Mr. Aziz, what type of motorcycle or ride and the color of it has given me an opportunity to speak about these two things as well. Thank you so much for that.
I think all leaders have an opportunity to speak about this and to keep reminding people. And one of the nice things, listen, Doug Ford sometimes get a lot of slack from the media, etc. But it's nice to show appreciation and gratitude. Give Jackie jacket, as we say. And, you know, he was the one who come through on your protest, and today you could do that right. So I'd say it's a nice way of going and showing your thanks and appreciation to, you know, politicians really get some lash back, you know, they put themselves out there to serve, and then they have to work so hard. So I'm
really hard work.
Yes, yeah. And I'm happy to see that you guys are doing this and going there to say, at least show your support and say thank you. Well, I'm glad to know that there are no fatalities so far, and because that's one of the concern of anybody who would want to know why not. But I wish you all the best, and this platform here is ready whenever. You know, I remember once we had a Punjabi program at 770, it was on, and they were doing cricket, and the cricket was on, and the score was about half an hour, and I give up 45 minutes of my time, so that show could continue, and the listeners wouldn't just be left in suspense. So I want to be that conduit to show that we could work together. We are all one. We are here to help and support each other, and I am proud to be supporting the work that you and your group is doing, and I'm so, so proud of you and what you all have been accomplished in, over the years. So anytime, we are open, ready to serve you, okay?
Well, thank you. No, I know. And I want the listeners to know as well, you have a wonderful man and a great host in Richard. I think, what are you coming up to, your 25th anniversary or something like that for the radio
Yes,
show?
Next year, God's willing, would be our 25th anniversary on the radio.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to work extensively with the Caribbean community. I was able to donate, I think, about 3,000 masks to recently when there was a natural disaster in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I worked with Councillor Charmaine Williams on that, worked with projects in Haiti. We've got wonderful countries such as Bahamas, Barbados, Dominican Republic, and, you know, TNT, great culture, wonderful, hardworking people. And I really want to thank you. And I want to appeal to the listeners to continue supporting your show. I want to appeal to the business community to continue giving your ads. I'll say this out loud on the radio. Richard approached me and gave us this time. He's given us time before. He's never asked for any money. He's never charged us any money. He donates his time and even donates his money. So these are the types of institutions, type of media people and businesses that we need to continue to support.
Thank you. As they're listening to you, I'm surprised that you still continue to serve the community on the grassroots and the ground level. Surprising that you never enter politics, active politics.
I actually did enter politics.
Oh, in the past.
This federal election, I was the candidate for the Conservative Party from Brampton Center. So I lost by about 5,000 votes, but I had a wonderful time, an amazing time working with the Nigerian community from Africa, the Dominican Republic, all the Caribbean, really. Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, Kenya, you name it. All of these African Caribbean countries I work with, of course, work with a lot of Punjabis as well, Gujarati community, you name it. Anything. Brampton Center, actually, since you did ask me the question, and I was the candidate, and I'm the candidate of record now, we've got some amazing, amazing groups and countries, 17 different countries, Latin countries, people who speak Spanish is actually one of the major languages spoken in Brampton Center, believe it or not. So,
Well, it's a pleasure. I didn't know this. And again, I thought we'd give you the time, but I didn't do my homework because I wasn't positioning you at that way, but because I noticed and I observed that you have been giving and giving and giving. And I think, let me just say this to her, that this is part of the Sikh culture that I am so in awe about. When I see what this community does on a day in, day out, I am so, so impressed. And that's why we take time for, to help celebrate some of the different festivals for the Sikh communities. We're very proud. So my brother, thank you very much. I'm going to end this with one of an old calypso by Bali called Shaka Shaka. If you get some time, please listen to it once you hang up the phone, all right?
Thank you, absolutely. Appreciate it. And thanks, and wish you all, you know, out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Once again, once you sit down with your families, please think of the farmers who are out there in the cold, people who've given their lives. There are hundreds of farmers who've lost their lives through these protests, and we want to make sure that we continue to raise our voices. The easiest thing you can do, easiest thing anybody can do, is to visit SMC of Ontario on social media, and please like, comment, and share the posts, because that way we all know the algorithms at Facebook and Instagram and all of that pick up that content, and it gets to the people. Hopefully will create enough of a wave to bring a solution to this. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate the
time. To you and your family. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time. That's our brother Jagdeep telling us about a ride coming up next Sunday, the 17th. Want to wish him all the luck indeed, and thank you for taking the time. Let's listen, Shaka Shaka. Let's join together in solidarity and unity to bring awareness to their cause, the cause of the farmers. You're listening to Shabnam Radio with Richard Aziz. Tell them.
Shaka, Shaka, talk to me. In a happy family, tell me when you're hitting one. Better you hit all and done. Now when I look at South Africa and the pain my race go through, lying smitten by the bogus matter, deep inside I burn. I moan, 'cause I know they hit me too. Shaka, Shaka, tell them when they lash my brother.
Tell them,
that they hit him all away.
All away.
Shaka, Shaka,
when they make we children suffer.
Tell them,
they'll answer to all away.
You're listening to Shabnam Radio. Yours truly, Richard Aziz, on a Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend Saturday. Hey, look how the world came together, and we, over time, fought apartheid in South Africa, and look at the result. We all could do our part in help bring some resolution to the situation with the farmers. Our brothers and sisters, indeed. Thank you again to Jagdeep. Thank you to the Sikh Motorcycle Club of Ontario. Thank you on behalf of the Diabetes Association for all the good work you do. God continue to bless you guys.
Shaka, let your spirit flow through the veins of Soweto. Let your unifying hand cradle every Bantu man. Tell Tachan Bota, stop the fooling. Judgment day is near. Tell them they can't stop the tables turning. Let them know it's real. They will have to see if they do not want to hear. Shaka, shaka. Tell them if they lash we brother. Tell them that they're hitting all of we. When they make we children suffer, tell them, they'll answer to all of we. For we are family, one blood, one soul.
Hey, to my Sikh brothers and sisters,
people free.
To my Indian brothers and sisters, my Pakistani brothers and sisters. We are indeed all one.
Tell them, they better hit all of we.
Not only connected by religion, culture, ethnicity, we are indeed connected by God. Hey, Marinda, thank you. You know, she's one needs to be recognized. She did this a year ago, and this year we joined with her and bring some awareness and attention to what she was doing. God bless you indeed. I just want to tell you this. Marinda is from a family of Hindus, and she did this and, you know, didn't think about where the food is going and who is going to feed, because with the Muslim welfare, it feeds everybody. And she worked with them, and they were so grateful. So you heard her mother explain that when they went to drop the food off, they were surprised. They treated it as if, wow, well, we were wondering where we would get. So they are a need that we need to step up to. So if you will, I will can support Jazz Supermarket. They're open. We can drop something off at Jazz Supermarket, or you can call the number and get some more information from her, Miranda, and please, this is an emergency now. We need to see if we can help. All right, so listen to this commercial, and if you could help, please call the number, and let's make a difference.
It's an annual food drive as we support family during this Thanksgiving season. Here are some items that are in high demand. Rice, flour, baby formula, milk, cereal, pasta, canned or dry, lentil, powdered milk, canned fruits, canned vegetables, dry bean, sugar, diapers. In Brampton, you can drop off at Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road. In Scarborough, the park and shipping and money transfer, 5250 Finch Avenue. To make arrangement for pickup or drop off, call 416-287-1458 asked for Marinda Ramnarayan. All items donated will be distributed through the Muslim Welfare Center. Thank you in advance for your kind support.
Thank you, everybody who supported and just corrected her. Her mother is a third year, so thank you very much, Meena. Third year, I'm sorry. The Sikh Cyclists Association, we are making arrangement day. We spoke to them this morning, and next year, to mark our 25th anniversary, we will be doing a drive, a food drive, with their help and with your support to do some good again. And we are here ready to help where we can. And bring some attention to the causes like this. So listen, it's not too late. Even if you'd like to make a cash donation, I'm sure they would be able to make the purchases for you, all right? So please call the number, and I'm going to play that ad one more time. Take a listen and see if you can help.
It's an annual food drive as we support family during this Thanksgiving season. Here are some items that are in high demand. Rice, flour, baby formula, milk, cereal, pasta, canned or dry, lentil, powdered milk, canned fruits, canned vegetables, dry bean, sugar, diapers. In Brampton, you can drop off at Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road. In Scarborough, the park and shipping and money transfer, 5250 Finch Avenue. To make arrangement for pickup or drop off, call 416-287-1458. Ask for Marinda Ramnarayan. All items donated will be distributed through the Muslim Welfare Center. Thank you in advance for your kind support. Kaicho Restaurant and Bar, 1 Dairy Road in Mississauga. Introducing Family Sundays with Esther Khan. Hey, come for lunch and stay for the music from 5 to 12 p.m. You can enjoy live singing with Esther Khan and friends. That's at Kaicho every Sunday starting at 5. For reservation or catering, 905-565-1914, 905-565-1914. Looking to expand the lifespan of your asphalt or concrete driveway? Call Pete and Balji, the driveway sealers protection coating experts. For your home or business, get that new clean look. Call Pete and Balji. They also do commercial parking line painting. One call does it all. Pete and Balji, 416-561-5139. Protection coating at its best.
Sonny boy, where do you not get so regular in Brampton, boy?
Boy, I'm going to see Molly.
Who is Molly, boy? The new lady?
No, boy. Molly's Restaurant, boy. 490 Chrysler Drive, unit number 44 in Brampton. Listen, they have nice roti, chicken, jerk, Sara roti, baiga choka, everything you want, boy. And here, they're opening October 1st, 24/7. Check them out for all their catering needs.
Molly's Restaurant, 490 Chrysler Drive in Brampton, 905-793-0083. Opening 24/7, starting October 1st.
Congratulations, Molly's. They celebrated last weekend their anniversary. And again, thank you for those of you who continue to support them. We had Shazim calling and looking for direction to go try out their mini chicken roti. So thank you very, very much indeed. Of course, they open and they're opening on this weekend. So if you need to place an order for the Thanksgiving, drop by and visit with them. And again, the management and staff of Molly's would like to say happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners. For the funeral arrangement, as we mentioned earlier, that our brother Mitra Ramnarayan, Ram Saran, that's a brother of J. Ram Saran, a very prominent realtor in the city, originally from Kanji's Burbies, Guyana. His wife Nancy, two children, Andrew and David, daughter-in-law Raj Pete. His siblings include Pearly, Ivan, Kenneth, Nan, Yvette, Pamela, Narendra, and J. Ransran, and the late Stanley. He was the son of the late Walter Karen and the late Lil Babe. He lived in Richmond Hill. Now, this happened this morning, so again, we are still waiting for the information on the funeral arrangement. And as you could imagine, they are still probably putting that together. But those of you who know the family, we ask you, please, you could contact the House of Mourning for more arrange, find out more what's happening, okay, for more details. You can call this number. I just wanted to share them with you. 416-727-1145. That's 416-727-1145. Or 416-820-3749. That's 416-820-3749. I repeat it one more time. For more information on the funeral arrangement, you can call the following numbers. 416-727-1145. 416-727-1145. Or 416-820-3749. 416-820-3749. All right? Help us spread the word so that the families and friends who wouldn't not have known just yet, please help us share that information. Dr. D and Anand Ramprasad Singh and their families join in extending with Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime our condolences indeed to the bereaved family and our dear brother J. Ramsaran. Again, we're so sorry on the passing of your loving brother. But here we go. We have a celebration. Amit, celebrating at Authentic Trini Cuisine. Again, Amit, hope you are enjoying your day off and your birthday. Greetings again are coming to you from your loving wife, Sandra, your three children, not forgetting your sisters and the entire family circle. You know, you have a close family and they love you. We here at Shabnam Radio Caribbean Showtime, Wendy, Justin, and baby Nadia, sending lots of love to you too on your birthday. Hope you like this one we picked out for you, Amit. Happy birthday, boss man.
दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना देखो कहीं यारों ठुकरा न देना मेरा नजराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना आज का दिन है कितना सुहाना झूम रहा प्यार मेरा हो पूरी हो दिल की सारी मुरादे खुश रहे यार मेरा जीवन साथी मुबारक जीवन में आना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना अपने भी हैं कुछ ख्वाब अधूरे कौन अब गिने कितने हाय सच तो ये है मेरे दोस्त के सपने ही है मेरे अपने ओ उसकी खुशी अब मेरी खुशी है दिल दीवाना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना देखो कहीं यारो ठुकरा न देना मेरा नजराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना दीवाना लेके आया है दिल का तराना
Again, happy birthday, Amit. I hope you enjoy that one. You know, friends, when we lose a loved one, we apart from mourning, those special dates would always, always stand out. I lost my sister in April, and I tell you, we wasn't allowed to go to the funeral because of the COVID, and up to today, I yet to bawl my lungs out. You know, sometimes I want to scream. I could never come to terms with it just yet. I haven't hugged my mother and cried the way I think, after hearing the news of my sister died, my eldest sister. And there was a fellow that died a few years ago, and Adam Ali. And I tell you, every week, I never said this out openly, but every week I think about his mum. She used to call me regularly and, you know, would turn on the computer and look at his pictures. And there was something always spiritual about that time when she spent there looking at his pictures and praying for him. I could only imagine what the children and especially his wife, his partner, Nancy, is going through. So I just wanted to take some time and dedicate a selection in his loving memory. Again, with regret, we announce the passing of our dear brother, Mitra Ramcharan, who left us today, this morning, October the 9th, 2021. Originally from the beautiful village of Kanchis, Burmese, Guyana, leaving to warn his beautiful wife, Nancy, and their children, Andrew and David, daughter-in-law, Rajpeet. Mitra's siblings include Pearlie, Ivan, Kenneth, Nand, Yvette, Pamela, Narendra, and Jay Ramcharan, and the late Stanley. Son of the late Walter Karen and the late Lil Babe. I remembered when we did this lady, the sweetheart indeed, the late Lil Babe. I remembered. You know, there's so many announcements we did on this program, and I could tell you I remember them all. That one I remember, Dr. D and his children, Alice, put together and sent it to me, and we were able to do a beautiful collage of pictures. Dr. D. Ramnarese of West Indian Records, those of you who would know him from Kanji, very, very close to the family. And I must say, Dr. D. always take the time and make an effort to get these announcements done. God bless you, Doc. And I would like to dedicate this next election in loving memory of our brother Mitra Ramcharan, and I hope it brings some comfort indeed to his loving wife and children and his sibling. Richard Aziz, you're listening to Shabnam Radio.
Har ghadi badal rahi hai roop zindagi जारी कभी है धूप जिंदगी हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो जो है समा कल हो न हो हर घड़ी बदल रही है धूप जिंदगी छाव है कभी कभी है धूप जिंदगी हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो जो है समा कल हो न हो ऐसा जो कोई कहीं है बस वही सबसे हंसी है उस हाथ को तुम थाम लो वो मेहरबान कल हो न हो हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो जो है समा कल हो न हो
Julia. And don't forget, for more information, you can call the House of Mourning, 416-727-1145, 416-727-1145, or 416-820-3749. 416-820-3749 to learn more about the funeral arrangement for the late Mitra Ramcharan. Also like to extend my condolences to my dear sister Bibi Ramcharan of J and Bibi fame indeed, a wonderful family.
लाख संभालो पागल दिल को दिल धड़के ही जाए पर सोच लो इस पल है जो वो दास्तां कल हो न हो हर घड़ी बदल रही है धूप जिंदगी छाँव है कभी कभी है धूप जिंदगी हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो जो है समा कल हो न हो हर पल यहाँ जी भर जियो जो है समा कल हो न हो
So friends, when you sit around the dinner table this weekend, don't be shy. Maybe hold hands and offer a prayer of thanks and give gratitude indeed to one another. Express how great it is to know my brother is on my right or my sister is on my left and my children is at home and sitting at this table. We never know. We never, never know when we would lose that special someone. Richard Aziz, again, keeping you company. Remember, hey, we're going right until 4 o'clock. And those of you leaving us in a little bit on 7:17, you know, the real party starts at 3. So following that is Shamji Ali. And, of course, Harold Nari comes in at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, I will be back on television at Caribbean Showtime TV on all IP boxes. You go to Caribbean Showtime, Caribbean and look Caribbean Showtime, you'd find us there. Or you can also go to www.caribbeanshowtime.com. If you're on Amazon Fire Stick, you can find us. And also you can get us on Roku and Jadu. All right, so we are everywhere 24/7 now. We are indeed. Well, the program continues at 4 o'clock with Shamji Ali. And give you a little tease of what you could expect. At 4 to 5, we have some Patsy Cline, some Charlie Pride. We have some of the selection like this with Lata Mangeshkar and Mukesh. So we do hope you would stay with us. Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. Hey, I tell you what. Anybody know the name of the movie this one is from? 416-848-7772. Oh, you're right. This girl knew. Millen, that's right. Hey, I can't believe this young girl. She knows all. I think she's my twin.
Hum tum yug yug se ye geet milan ke gaate rahe hain gaate rahenge
hum tum jag mein jeevan saathi banke aate rahe hain.
Hey, don't forget Charlie's open this weekend, tomorrow even, so if you're looking for that special item to prepare a special Thanksgiving meal, drop by at Morningside and Shepherd. Don't feel like cooking? Hey, you can pick up from the restaurant. They are open, serving up some delicious curries and tasty Chinese, freshly made. Also in Etobicoke, you can get Roti Roti. They are open at Albion and Islington, 416-745-9208. In Brampton, don't forget Molly's. They are open this weekend. And also at Torbram and William Parkway, you'll find authentic Trini cuisine.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
ट्रक का घूमता पहिया कनाडा की मौईशत की तरक्की का जामिन आपका ट्रक सड़कों पर राज करे और कनाडा की मौईशत तरक्की की राह पर गामजन रहे ट्रक मैनुअल या फिर ऑटोमेटिक ट्रक की बेहतरीन सर्विस के लिए क्विक ट्रक लियो थ्रू आउट ओंटारियो नो अपॉइंटमेंट नीडेड ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी वन स्टॉप शॉप अब तीसरी लोकेशन एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नैपनी क्विक ट्रक लियो 519-622-0660 quicktrucklube.com.
खुशबू आई
किसकी
दिवाली की फूड बेसिक्स के किचन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड डील्स के साथ अब हर किचन महकेगा विद खुशबूदार नूर बासमती राइस फॉर जस्ट $5.99 क्रीमी ट्रिसला पनीर ओनली $3.79 और डिलिशियस सीडर बीन्स सिर्फ 99 सेंट्स में आई खुशबू
नहीं
आ जाएगी एट फूड बेसिक्स ऑलवेज मोर फॉर लेस
Doughbox, wood-fired pizza and pasta, the real Italian specialty pizza, the fresh garden salad bowl, dessert and kids menu. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings for only $14.95 plus tax. Find us in Hamilton, Oakville, Mississauga, downtown Toronto. Call and place your order today, 289-389-2050. For menu and location, visit doughbox.ca. Download Dough app and earn points.
ऑटिज्म के साथ रहने वाला हर बच्चा मुनफरिद है इसी तरह इनके खानदान भी एलिनो किड्स इस बात को समझते हैं यही वजह है कि हम महफूज सीखने के माहौल में ऑटिज्म की वसी रेंज फराहम करते हैं और हम खानदानों के साथ मिलकर हर बच्चे को उनकी पूरी सलाहियत तक पहुंचने में मदद फराहम करते हैं ब्रैम्पटन मिसिसा